67 today.
President Barack Obama tells African Americans no excuses at the NAACP 100th celebration. In the meantime, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is saying more troops are heading most likely to Afghanistan. But what is the end game, Bob? Tell us, please. And Obama's czars start to have people wondering about where are we heading and how many more czars are we going to name in the near future for a slew of other positions that have been proposed. I want to be a czar. This is Kate Delaney, and the show is America Tonight. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we have entertainment news. If you are a fan of television, as the great escape for so many, the Emmys were announced. Just a little hint, a comedy called 30 Rock, sitting in a pretty good position, at least as far as garnering some nominations, let's say that. Also, two black boxes from the Iran plane crash are recovered. So what does that mean, and what does what do the black boxes, what will they ultimately tell those investigating that mysterious crash the other day? Always sad to see any plane go down, and sad certainly for the people who lost loved ones on it. Boy, we've had a lot of that lately, to say the least. In the meantime, bombs hit two major hotels in Jakarta, one at the Ritz-Carlton and the other at the Marriott. 9 dead at least, killed in this blast. Still, they don't know as they're combing through everything. Windows were blown out. People were stunned, obviously. And these were two very nice hotels in that area. A lot of Westerners use those hotels. And it's all about healthcare, baby. Harry and Louise are back on the tube saying it's time to forget the politics and let's get this done. Healthcare reform. But the Blue Dog Democrats are saying no way. They want to protect small businesses because they know it'll be the great collapse of 2010, because I guess that's when all this would kick in. So while you might have that card in the back of your pocket and your wallet and your purse that gives you health care if you're one of the uninsured, at what cost? You might not be able to make a living in the end. Feel free, at any point to chime in on this show, to throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. It's interesting, too, because when Harry and Louise reappear, there's actually been another commercial that's circulating, and it features a Canadian woman who says if she did not get her tumor operated on in the United States, she would be dead, because she would have had to wait 6 months for a hospital bed. So she says in the commercial, this is what you would have to look forward to. Speaking of Canada, how timely. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Oh, hi, Kate. Yeah,
hello.
You know, a ground war in Afghanistan is going to be the dumbest thing Obama. If we get involved in a heavy ground war, Alexander the Great failed in Afghanistan. The British failed in Afghanistan in the 1850s. The Russians failed in Afghanistan in the 1980s, right? You cannot get involved in a ground war in Afghanistan. The terrain is too rough, and the people of Afghanistan, they know the terrain like the back of their hand.
Of course. Obama's
going to make President Johnson look like Dwight Eisenhower. He's going to make Johnson look like a genius. He's not going to get elected in 2012. You can take that to the bank, because we're going to lose. The only way we can win in that area is to find out where the headquarters and the training camps of Al-Qaeda and Taliban are and bomb them from the air. Do not get involved in a ground war in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. And it's interesting, too, because this comes at the time when the general, McChrystal, who took over as the commander for U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan last month, he's being reviewed as to how he's doing that 60-day review process. And I would say that if there are too many more soldiers committed. And you're right. It's about that terrain, Al. It would be disastrous because there will be no end game here other than more American forces being cut down and, you know, the stress of fighting two wars, let's face it. So wise comments, my friend. I agree with you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. As usual, we're talking about a plethora of things here on ATN. Benny in New Jersey, you're up, my friend. What's happening?
Good evening. Everything is good. Thanks for your show. It's a great show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to talk to you about Obama. You know, even though I didn't vote for him, I just wonder if he needs to be given a little more time. Even to fail, you know, a person has to be at least given a chance to fail. And whether he's had enough of a chance to at least put forward what he's thinking and for the country to decide whether this is going to work or not.
Well, here's the thing. With the economy and talking about health care and some of the big things that Obama's dealing with, and you know this, that old saying, the economy stupid, Benny, if he falls flat with the economy, that's what people are going to think about. And then he won't be reelected. If we go through a rough couple of years, if this whole healthcare thing falls flat, the stimulus fell flat, you know, that's what he'll be judged on, like any president. Whatever it is that they're pushing for, that's what could kill him, could kill his presidency. Or if he captures Osama bin Laden, if he does the impossible and wins in Afghanistan, you know, there are other things that he'll be judged on. So you're right. Ultimately, it is too early to tell and look in the crystal ball what will happen down the road. But Afghanistan could be disastrous for him.
Right, right.
Yeah. 6 months. I mean, it's hard to believe it's only been 6 months. And actually, he brings up a good question. How much time do you give a president? You know, how do you know if... Even if you didn't vote for the guy or voted for the guy, whatever, if we look at our past presidents, what, Bush, Clinton, the first Bush, and you go back through Carter and Reagan and all that stuff, and you go back to any of the presidents, let's say, for the last 50 years, what is it ultimately is the determining factor to you where you think a president has been successful? I think for every person it's different, but the economy is definitely one of them. If the economy is near death and there's a depression, recession, all that stuff, and people are squeezed out, if we have only the haves and the have-nots and there's no middle class, if we have anarchy in the streets and chaos, obviously not a success. If the middle class, here's what I think, if the middle class gets snuffed out, And it is only the extremely wealthy and the poor and nothing in between, that would be dangerous for this country because there would be unrest. There would be a rise in crime, which we're already seeing a rise in crime in some cities. I mean, go to Detroit and look at how boarded up that city is. How sad to see what's happened to the Motown city. I'm not saying every area in the city, but it's pretty bleak. And, of course, what happened? The auto industry was killed. And now in the rebuilding stages, will this city come back to life? Even schools, it's pretty awful. And certainly Detroit isn't the only city that's suffering that same fate. 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you on ATN.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
About putting more boots on the ground in Afghanistan. This comes up from the Pentagon. The Pentagon and Congress have a real showdown over the fighter jet funding, the F-22s, and will they survive? About a dozen of them. Are they going to survive? The White House is threatening to throw down the veto. The chairman of a key House Appropriations panel is saying, "Yeah, I feel pretty confident that the plans to add almost $400 million to the budget for these jets is going to survive, and we're not going to get that veto, that we'll work it out." And the guy who said we'll work it out is none other than Congressman John Murtha from Pennsylvania. He, of course, is the head of that defense subcommittee, and he doesn't believe it will be vetoed. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is saying that the lawmakers are overspending on military toys instead of focusing on how to defend the U.S. against strategic threats like weapons of mass destruction and cyber attacks. So if the Department of Defense can't figure out a way to defend the United States on a budget, is what they're saying, Gates is anyway, of more than $500 billion a year, then our problems are bigger than anything that I love what he said, that anything that could be cured by a few more ships and planes. Now, for Murtha's part, he's saying that the down payment for the 12 more F-22s should be spent, and it can be part of the spending plan for 2010. And already it's been agreed upon to spend $560 million for this alternate engine for the Joint Strike Fighter. So does Gates have a point? Is there too much toys? Is there too much pressure because of favors owed to those who build the planes, let's say? Do we need these planes? Or is Gates right? And should the emphasis be on, my God, man, here's what war is now. We got to worry about these cyber attacks. Look what happened, what was it, 2 weeks ago to a bunch of computers that were hacked into. And, of course, ooh, mysteriously traced to North Korea. I think you have to worry about the cyber attacks. That's the way to cripple a lot of these agencies, hack in and get secret information, and who knows what ultimately you could come up with. And, of course, weapons of mass destruction. You have idiots like Ahmadinejad, and he's not a joke. If someone was ever going to point and shoot, I'll tell you, I think it could be him. That's not paranoia talking. I've just listened to him talk a few times. I'm going to say, if you asked me to pick a country or a leader who would do that, I'm going to put him pretty high on that list. I'm going to put him, in fact, as number one right now on the list. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? We're heading into another weekend in July.
Oh, yeah. Simply fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, her and I are going to see... Excuse me.
Don't die on this air. What is going on with you? You're choking there.
Okay. No, don't worry. I'll die after I get off the phone, okay?
It's not swine flu, right?
Not necessarily. Well, no. It could be... I call it Julie's flu of her aunt. That's just family politics.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, I spoke to Steve today, and mm-hmm. there was a big riot in downtown Jerusalem last night.
Really? What was it about? About the whole Iran stuff or Palestinian stuff or?
Wrong. Welcome to religion, because religion's a big thing in Israel when it comes to politics.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, a very ultra-Orthodox lady was arrested for child abuse by the police. And, and most of the people in the police and the courts are secular Jews. And the ultra-Orthodox Jews are saying, no, let us handle it our own way. How dare you, get involved in all this. So there was a riot in downtown Jerusalem last night, where the ultra-Orthodox would find rocks, bottles, and, your typical riot, shall we
wow.
say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So like
good
a black...
for them for protesting, though. I mean, good for them for doing that.
In a way it is, in a way it isn't. It's like, excuse me, what are the police there for? I mean, if you're going to handle it internally, they might say, okay, we'll just sweep it under the rug and forget it never happened. The next thing you know, these kids, God forbid, could be a slab with a toe tag.
That's true. That's true. I don't think in Israel, though. I'm going to say they're a little more level-headed.
Right.
Dare I say.
Right. And he went, and that day he had gone to see a women's fast pitch softball game between New Zealand and Australia. And, you know how they are rivals when it comes to, rugby, right?
Mm-hmm.
The women's softball game was a close second, especially when the B word was thrown about.
Really?
Yeah. So one umpire went to a girl from South Africa, threw her out. And then she flipped the umpire the bird. The bird and the umpire said, "You're out of here. Goodbye. Toodaloo." she was kicked off the team, and right now she's on her way back to Johannesburg.
Wow. So how about that? So they won't tolerate it. Sorry, no dirty language here.
Right. Okay, you just said Ahmadinejad is your number one, shall we say, pain in the butt to America. What about Kim Jong Il?
Yeah, except for that he is ill. I don't believe that those photos are photos of him. And if one of the sons takes over, it's hard to say. But in the little press that I've read about it, because there hasn't been a lot of information about the younger son,
right.
it seems as though he's not as much of a hardliner, communist bravado guy as Kim Jong-il is, and he might not even be an isolationist guy and actually try to have some diplomacy with other countries.
Right.
and not do what his father has done, if there's any truth to that. So I think he's got pancreatic cancer, and if you know anything about pancreatic cancer, boy, it's a horrible, horrible thing. It kills people within, it could be a year, it could be 6 months, whatever.
Right.
And I think he's on his last legs.
Okay, now, there was a real pain in the butt about 20 years ago, Muammar Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
What about him? You see, sort of like people are probably going, who?
You know.
Yeah, but I'm saying right now,
yeah.
who I think, unless it's all just conversation and he likes to throw out these idle threats, if somebody could do it with an ego and a reason to destroy Western culture or blame it on the United States, pin it on the U.S. somehow, whatever, and Israel, of course, too, as you know.
Right.
I think he could do it.
And you want to hear the funny part? The first time I went to Israel, and I went to a seminar, and someone was giving the history about the Middle East, and I remember asking the lecturer, if World War III was to ever start, do you think it would start here in the Middle East? He looked at me with his confident look and said, maybe. So who knows?
Yeah,
so,
who knows?
Yeah.
I don't doubt that either. But, boy, wouldn't you hate to see that? You know, war is not it's not what you're really pushing for. Who really wants to see that? But ultimately, in some cases, when you have no choice, what do? When you have no choice and you have to defend your country or you have to help other people, you have to stand up at some point, right? And everybody always asks, certainly the United States, for help, and Canada, frankly, too.
Well, the thing is, with Steve, because he is ordained, he wouldn't see action, so to speak. Well, he would go in if one of the soldiers was dying, he'd give him, he'd say psalms for him, and then if eventually the soldier would pass away, he'd arrange for his body to be shipped back, so he wouldn't see any action. But still, you know, if he had to go into an area where there was a lot of shooting and a lot of dead bodies, you know.
Well, yeah, you don't know. Remember even in the United States when 9/11 happened, remember the priest who was giving people last rites and he was killed because people were jumping out of one of the towers because they didn't want to die from the fire, and he was killed by somebody jumping out of the towers. So in any of situations, you've had other clergy, rabbis, that when they're on a battlefield especially, there's always that risk.
Right. And I told you, by the way, after the high holidays, he's going for his master's degree. Did I tell you?
Yeah. What a smart kid.
Well, he inherited that from his mother's side of the family. He inherited the love of sports from his father's side of the family.
Yeah, good for him. Tell him to keep us up on what's going on in Israel. We appreciate those updates.
Okay, no problem. Take care, gorgeous.
All right, you too. You have a great weekend. Coming up on America Tonight, it's time to throw somebody in the dungeon. It's a follow-up story, actually, that I think shocked a ton of people out of Chicago. That's next here on America Tonight.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
And this is a follow-up, actually, on a just a shocking story. I wish I had a better adjective for this, but that's the best word to describe this. Somebody, when it first happened, I have a cousin that lives in Chicago, and he called me. He said, "Hey, did you hear what's going on in Chicago?" And, of course, I hate that. When I just woke up 2 seconds ago. Did you hear what happened in Chicago? And I'm thinking, what happened? But it was a terrible story. The human remains, you know what I'm talking about, from the graves in that scheme, that alleged scheme to resell grave plots, and relatives are now finding out that the DNA is probably not going to help them find whoever their loved one was that was buried in this kind of famous cemetery, rather. So the piles of bones and the records make this whole identification thing nearly impossible. And there were some famous people. I mean, it was a historic black cemetery. There were some famous people that were buried at the Burr Oak Cemetery in Alsip, Illinois, and including civil rights lynch victim Emmett Till and a couple of other singers, too, as well as some jazz singers that were fairly well known. So 4 former workers are charged as of now with dumping the bodies in a deserted field the size of 4 square blocks to try to resell. I mean, do you have any? Would you How could, of all the ways to get money, seriously, there's just some sacred cows, something you just would not do. Man, that is cold. We're going to make some money. We're going to dig up these bodies. I just don't. Just, there's something that gives me the eebie-jeebies anyway about doing that. Obviously, they did not care about this. So anyway, so that's what happened. They're reselling grave plots. And in the week since it was first uncovered, this graveyard scheme, so many people have flooded the cemetery looking for answers. They knew exactly where their family member was buried, but there was missing gravestones, plots. They couldn't figure out where the relatives were, some of them, because the records were a mess. So you know where this is going. But forensic experts are saying it's impossible to get enough of that viable DNA from the skulls, the teeth, and the bones, and they probably won't be able to match a lot of the people up. You know, pretty much to do that, they'd have to get families of all 100,000 people that are buried there to provide DNA samples. I mean, how unsurmountable and is that? You're not going to be able to get that to try to be able to match them up. So the people are just sadly going to have to redo the sites and live with the fact that it'll just be a marker, because you're not going to have, you're just not going to have the family members there. And the whole idea of a graveyard, right, is that you have a place to remember, a place to go, the life is marked, whatever your beliefs are, okay? So this is, I mean, this is awful. And then this homicide case, combing through this, I can't think that these guys are just going to be nailed to the wall. But I think we need to put them in the dungeon, because I think it's disgraceful, disgusting, despicable.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Matt, can you imagine somebody doing that? Can you imagine one of your relatives getting a phone call that they don't know that their grave was dug up, or, you know, that they're uncovering that four workers have done this and resold the plots, and we really can't tell you where your Uncle Joe is or whoever? Wouldn't that just be horrifying to hear that at a family dinner table? That just, I think it's awful.
Yeah, these people obviously don't have a conscience at all.
No.
Because, I mean, do something like that, and you just got to be thinking about bad karma. And
that's what I think.
I mean, I can't even comprehend doing that. And plus, it's got to be a little disgusting, you know, like digging up old body parts. And I don't know. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. I definitely wouldn't want to mess with it, because you never know about, I mean, I don't care what you believe in, but there's got to be some bad mojo going on when you're doing something.
See, that's
like
what
that.
I think. I think, you know, it's like the saying about don't speak ill of the dead.
Right.
Or, you know, there's people that do the sign of the cross when they go by a graveyard, and there's just, it's like holy ground. And this is somebody's, this is a person that was on the planet that had family, however many family members, and had a life, and they're put there for a reason. And whether the plots were unkept or whatever happened, because the history of the graveyard, it was historic. It went back for a very long time. Man, I think you are just asking for it. You're asking for the universe to snap you back. And, of course, that's exactly what happened, because they got caught. So for whatever gold watch or tripped up ride or night on the town, wherever this money went that they were making, was it really worth it? Because they're going to jail big time. I mean, they're in our dungeon. I'm going to send them a key. Doubt their lawyers will let them talk to us on America tonight, but we'll try. I just can't imagine that somebody would have that kind of ice water running through their veins and have no thought of the people that were buried in those graves.
Yeah, it's just a complete lack of respect for just human beings in general.
I think so,
just
too.
Lack of respect for the dead. Just people's feelings, too, like the feelings of people. Like, I dated a girl who, her mom died of cancer, and every year on the date of her, you know, birthday and the date of her death, we'd go and visit her gravesite, and, you know, it's just kind of like a memorial, you know, and you get there, and you kind of just, it's just a connection, and to mess with somebody's connection to whatever their family member it was that died, I mean, I got no time for you.
Yeah, I say the same thing. I think it's the 3 D's, exactly what I said. It's just absolutely despicable. I mean, disgusting, and you just, there's nothing, there is no excuse for that. There is no defense for this. I don't care what they come up with, because, you know, everybody's entitled to an attorney in our country, and you're innocent until proven guilty. Boy, I think they will nail these guys, though, and the records are in such bad shape. I saw a picture of them. They're, like, disintegrated. You can barely see them. So there's no way they're going to be able to sort this out. Absolutely no way. So it was time to shove them in the dungeon, and we did just that. Speaking of being shoved in a dungeon, I bet there's some people that would like to see that happen to the folks that kicked up their heels. Did you hear about the Social Security deal? There was a big conference in Phoenix, and Social Security basically spent over $700,000 for this conference. And the conference was to reduce stress. This is what it was billed as, a Social Security Administration Motivational Management Conference. And it was at a very high-end resort just last week. And the cost for the conference, it was at the Arizona Biltmore, included airfare, hotel, entertainment, dancers, motivational speakers, and food, okay? So he had 675 managers that the Social Security Office Administration is saying they needed to meet in person. I thought we weren't even going to have Social Security. Isn't that what the big scare is? So since I've been 15, when I had my first job teaching tennis and I've been paying into Social Security, I'm probably not going to see it. But these 675 managers, they're spending the do-re-mi. Don't people learn? Didn't they learn from the whole AIG convention, which was AIG, not a government-related, well, now it's a government-related company, but at the time, there wasn't an IOU. So the Social Security Administration is trying to defend this, but I don't know, what is the defense? They're saying that teleconferencing wasn't an option, that they had to be there. But when you look at what the agenda is, they had after-hours casino trips, they had family members staying at the hotel, they had a 20-minute dance party, rooms at the conference were, they got a discount, but the rooms were $400-plus originally, and then they got a discount, I guess, for staying there. But all told, over $500,000 for this? Yeah. And so what they're trying to defend is saying, well, you know, the rooms were, we got a discount, but they weren't $400. And also, we flew coach, I mean, including the commissioner. The commissioner flew coach, too. So, you know, what's the big deal? We had to meet face-to-face. I mean, come on, give me a break. Taxpayers are supposed to eat that? It's just not, it's not right, especially when you see the video of these people just partying it up. You know, they're talking about, Social Security trustees said in May the program's going to start paying out more in benefits than it collects in taxes in 2016, and that the trust fund will be depleted by 2037. Guess what that means? Hello, no money. So what gives that they did this? What kind of manager thought of this brilliant thing? Especially that way. I mean, okay, let's say you really justify that the managers have to meet because you have XYZ on the agenda, and it has to be done because it's going to help the Social Security Administration. It's going to help the flow. It's going to whatever. What's the end game? What ultimately will it do by having this meeting? Well, okay, so if I buy that, that's fine. But why are you paying that amount of money for that amount of people? That many managers had to go for this whole motivational thing? It's infuriating. The waste. And then you wonder why we have this incredible deficit. It's the idiots. The inmates are running the asylum, and the asylum is your government, which is not at work. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
So there went part of our retirement. They have to have meetings at posh resorts because it's too stressful to work for the Social Security Administration. Please, hogwash. Let's go to Stu's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate, I just got one word. It's government. That explains it all. I mean, I can't imagine. My wife blew up on me one time because I took seven of my employees and we spent like $1,900 at one of them dance places. So they could have come to Lexington and went to one of our sleazy dive dance places up here and saved a lot of money.
No kidding. They could have gone a lot of places and saved money.
I mean, you said they did a 20-minute private dance, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they go up here and get a private dance for $100 in the VIP room for 20 minutes.
No,
they're going to be a lot happier. I promise you, they will walk out with a bigger smile on their face.
That's right. Hey. The ladies in Kentucky, they would appreciate stimulating the economy there at a cheaper rate than in Phoenix.
Well, I got to say something, and I'm glad my wife's not listening. Actually, we've got really beautiful women in Kentucky and some of the most beautiful in the nation. But in the state you're in right now, Texas, there is no state, I don't care, that compares. Texas has got the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life.
All right, Stu likes the
God's
Texas
truth.
Women. Do we have some applause for that?
The most beautiful. God, I'm glad my wife's not listening. She'd say, what? What the hell did you say? But anyways, Kate, I just want to tell you, this Social Security thing, that's crazy.
It is.
That's nuts, but it's our government. We're used to it. As far as our dentist shop, I have a question. I thought leprechauns were in Ireland. I didn't know they had them in Iran, too.
But I'm bumped. I like it. You're
you know,
right.
This dude is a little short guy. He's got little man syndrome. He's like Kim Jong-il, which, thank God, is finally ill. And they both, they're just jackasses. So, you know, this weekend I'm going to get away. I'm leaving in the morning. I'm going to ride about 300 miles on my motorcycle with about 18 of my buddies. And we're going to a rally over in Sturgis, Kentucky. And just no politics, none of that. Just none of that crap. So it's going to be a relaxing weekend. I'm not going to worry about politics or nothing.
Yeah, give us a report when you come back from Sturgis. I want to hear what that was like. I heard it's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it is. We were going to go there for the boogie in Bloomington, Indiana, the Bean Blossom Boogie, and we chose Little Sturgis this year. This is actually Little Sturgis, which they have over here in Kentucky. It's about 35,000.
Good. So
I'd have to send you some good those good pictures that I hide from my wife every year I go to these parties, Kate.
Yeah, I want to see those pictures. Send them to me.
Thanks,
have
Dave.
Fun.
Have a good weekend, and keep up the good work, man. And as far as those guys go on the grave robbing crap, you left that disrespectful.
Yeah.
Put them in front of a firing squad. Just kill the bastard, be done with it.
Yeah,
thank
I
you,
agree.
Kate.
All right, you have a great weekend. Be careful. Yeah. Be careful driving out there. You see Stu on his motorcycle. I can see Easy Rider playing in the background. Yeah, I can. All right, so Stu won't be watching any tube, but I bet his family will. He's got kids and his wife. There's probably a few shows that family likes to watch, and that's a good escape for some people. I think the boob tube is fine as long as you don't overdo it. When they have these studies and they announce American people are obese because they watch 2,000 hours a month of TV or whatever it is, then you need to go outside and walk around the house at least a couple of times or take the dog out, anything. Get away. Don't let the drone of the tube completely take over your life. But there are some clever comedies out there, and there are some good dramas, and I have to admit what I do on the few shows that I get to watch is I just TiVo them, so I fast forward through the commercials and then I'm able to see the the shows that I want to see. So without further ado, here are some of the shows that have been nominated. I thought I'd throw it out for fun. 30 Rock for comedies. 30 Rock, Family Guy. Family Guy is hilarious if you just sit and watch that and you're in the right frame of mind. Then there's another show called How I Met Your Mother, which I don't get that show. I can't even watch it. The Office is another one. A lot of people love The Office, which is The Office, the version in the United States. The Office, of course, is a takeoff of the Office that was started in England. And Entourage is as well on the list. Flight of the Conchords, I've never seen that. Weeds, I watch Weeds. It's good, and they have a good chance to win. And I like Entourage, too. They just started up their new season, as did Weeds. They're two of the programs that I tape. And I do like 30 Rock because I get Tina Fey's sarcastic humor. And it's clever. Some of the things that they do in it are clever. It's one of those things that I would tape and watch back. Now, there were some shows that were snubbed. Desperate Housewives, John and Kate Plus 8, oh, thank God. Left out of that reality series category. The American Idol is a contender in the reality category. I don't think that's a surprise, right? And a couple of the other shows, drama series, remember? Leading actor nominations for drama series went to Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. I heard that's good. I haven't seen it. Michael Hall from Dexter. I watch Dexter. Hugh Laurie from House. I hear that's a great show, but I haven't seen it. Gabriel Byrne in Treatment, John Hamm, Mad Men, and Simon Baker in The Mentalist. That's supposed to be good, too. It gets pretty big ratings, and I don't watch it, but I've heard it's pretty good. Then, for women, you have Glenn Close in Damages. I watch that. That's about lawyers, and she's wickedly evil. Sally Field for Brothers and Sisters. Kara Sedgwick for The Closer. Probably someone driving along is listening. What is she doing? Why isn't she talking about politics? I am so revved up. I want to talk about that health care. All right, Mariska Hargitay. Stu and I like her. Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. Elizabeth Moss, Mad Men, and Holly Hunter for Saving Grace. Hey, some of the shows that I mentioned, do you watch any of those shows whatsoever, Matt?
Yeah, I watch a lot of them. And did you say that you don't like How I Met Your Mother?
No, I can't stand that one guy that's on that show. What's his name? Doogie Howser, and you probably love him.
Oh, he's the best character.
Oh, he just annoys the crap out of me. And I think, oh, I just want to strangle this annoying guy.
Wow.
But a lot of people like him. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't like that show. I don't watch
it. Cool cred there.
Because you know why? It's a show designed for 21-year-olds, and so for you, you're just stepping down a little bit down to the, because you're not 21, so you're just taking a step back for a few chuckles.
I actually didn't watch that show at all until about a couple months ago, and it was like one of my friends was like, you don't watch this show? I was like, nah, I don't watch a lot of network TV. I watch more stuff on cable, you know?
That's me, yeah.
And finally I sat down and watched it and ended up liking it a lot, and I've seen, I think, almost every episode now.
Really? I don't know. Maybe I have to give it a try because I haven't watched it because Doogie Howser, and I know people love him. I mean, he's hosting the Emmy Awards. Neil Patrick Harris is his name.
He's good
and
stuff.
He's the host. He's the nominees, and people definitely like him. Maybe it's because I like the edgier, grittier shows on cable. So I mentioned the ones I watch, Weeds,
watch
the Dexter.
I watch Weeds a lot, too, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Breaking Bad, I've seen that. That's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. What else did you say? 30 Rock, I don't really watch that show that much. What else did you say? No, I'm trying to think of the list that you just said.
Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords, yeah, I have seen that. I have friends who love that show. I just can't get into it. It's like one of those weird kind of humor shows that you just kind of be, I think you got to be a little off kilter to get that show. And I don't know, I don't get it, but I know lots of people who do.
Yeah, I know lots of people like it too, but I don't get that either. Monk was up. Charlie Sheen for 2 1/2 Men also up. And you know, a show that's pretty clever, but you'd have to really watch it to understand it. Toni Collette is nominated for a show called United States of Tara.
I don't think I've ever heard of that
and
show. Where's that?
Here's
on?
What the deal is. I think Steven Spielberg created, if I'm right. I'm probably wrong on that, but I think he did. And she's multiple personalities, and it sounds odd. And the guy from Northern Exposure's in it, John Corbett, I think his name is. And she's just brilliant in it. Somebody told me about it, and I thought, oh, that's just too kooky, nutty for me. Just like your buddy trying to convince you to watch Doogie Howser. And I started watching it, taping a few of them and watching it, and it was pretty good. So you can see what I do. I just TiVo a whole bunch of things, and then you wait till you have pockets of time. TiVo is the greatest thing ever because you cut down on the TV watching. You cherry pick what you want to watch, honestly. And I'm not plugging them because I'm not getting paid to do it, but I like it. Flip us an email, americatonight.net.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.